The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We're back for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we talked about a few things the last hour. We talked about, primarily, rabies and the fact that a rabid fox was found in Lutherville this week. They found it on Monday, and Baltimore County health officials announced Thursday that the animal had tested positive for rabies. It was recovered from Northwood Drive between Vista and Tree Lanes. So if you're in that area, familiar with that area, and had contact with this fox between August 16th and last Sunday, you're asked to call the Baltimore County Department of Health. And that number, 410-887-6011. If you need to reach somebody after hours, like today, tomorrow, the weekend, if you're concerned about this, that number is 410-832-7182. And we talked a little bit about rabies. We talked a little about stream fishing for bass and sunfish. We talked about that kind of stuff. I told you last hour about an event I went to on Thursday night at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. And a couple hundred people there. It was a very nice event, and it was there to honor some of the folks from DNR that are no longer with the department due to the change in the administration. And their friends and supporters came out, and there were some nice speeches made. And I went there to see my buddy Tom O'Connell, and kind of enjoy the company of the folks in that world. Met a lot of friends, a lot of folks that I knew, and acquaintances. And I was talking to Brian Richardson, who runs the hatchery program. And it was a few years ago. I toured the facility in Southern Maryland, the hatchery down there, and went electrofishing with the team on the Patuxent River. Yeah, we're doing some shad electrofishing for hickory and white shad, and it was a lot of fun. And then we went to see if any of those fish were recovered from the stocking programs and things like that, and went over to the hatchery. And I wrote an angler's log about that event, which was pretty cool. Well, he actually told me that they were electrofishing over on the Eastern Shore, and I got an appointment for this upcoming week to go do some electrofishing over on the shore. And I'll tell you more about that next week. So I can't wait. If you're familiar with electric fishing, or if you're not familiar, here's how it works. The boat has electrodes that go down in the water, and you can send a pulse of electricity as you travel upstream or downstream in the rivers, in the streams, and it'll cause the fish to float to the surface or react and come to the surface, and then you've got a couple of guys standing by with nets that are prepared to snatch those fish up and bring them into the boat so that you can do what you need to do, whether it's tag and release or whether it's capture the fish for testing or check to see if the fish is tagged or whatever it might be. And it's all part of the ongoing research for not only game, but also non-game species and the sustainability of the fishery in Maryland. So I'll tell you more about that next week, what we're going for. It's kind of surprising and kind of exciting that that we're going to be doing that. So looking forward to that. Archery season comes in on the 11th. That's this coming Friday. I fully plan to be in a tree stand on Friday afternoon, more than likely in Montgomery County somewhere. Going to sight in a couple of rifles today with my grandson for the upcoming deer firearm season. Jacob has grown to the point now where he can handle a full-size firearm. He doesn't have to use something with a shorter stock like he started with. He actually shot his first four deer, his first four bucks, excuse me, with his grandmother, Kathy, my wife's rifle, that she used when she used to hunt with me. And you talk about a proud grandfather. When that first 6-point hit the dirt, Jacob nailed it with one shot, and it never moved. His first real day in the deer stand, that was a proud moment for me. Very proud moment for me. And, you know, like I said, especially that he did it with his grandmother's rifle. So that was pretty cool. So I'm excited to go with Jacob, and we're not sure what we're going to shoot today, but I'm definitely going to get my my bear rifle, or either one of them, or both shot in, so that I know sighted in, so that I know where they're working for me. And I don't know how far of a shot I can take at a bear. I mean, depends on where I hunt. The last farm I hunted on, it could have been a 200 or 300 yard shot, or it could have been a 50 yard shot. You know, depending on the stand, there were a number of stands on the property, and last time I went in 2010, I was selected for the bear hunt this year, by the way. Third time I've been. My landowner sub-permittee actually took a bear on my permit last time, which was 2010. So I'm looking forward to contacting him again and seeing if we have a go to hunt on the farm. And I'm sure he'd be pleased to go again this year. And I hope he... If I'm not successful, I hope he is. So that's how that works. Good guy. Oh, just put a little hot coffee in the cup there from the machine and mixed it up with the good coffee. Bethany is standing by to take your call. She didn't look happy this morning for some reason. She just kind of, are you just tired this morning? Is that the deal? Yeah, I got it. So, doing a lot of show prep for last night during the, right? You were prepping for your shift this morning, right? Yeah, I got it. All right. I'm prattling on here, because there's no phone calls. So, we encourage you to call 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And been advertising this product, Merrick Backcountry, for a while, and we'll continue to do so through this month. And switched. I haven't made the full switch. We're in the mixing stage here with Maisie, but we're mixing the game bird recipe with the other stuff that she was eating, and we'll soon convert to the full diet of that. And she loves the stuff. She absolutely loves the stuff. So I'm very happy with that. Maisie likes Merrick Backcountry, and it's an interesting product. It's an interesting product. It's different. It's different than the big old chunks of dog food that she's used to. But what I like about it, it's grain free. And Maisie, and if your dog or your lab in particular would have allergies, grain free is the way to go to prevent those allergies. And Maisie hasn't had any problems for a long time, occasionally, but this is encouraging that this is grain free dog food. So, just saying. So, hello. Everybody must be fishing this morning. Everybody's away for the holiday weekend, and I get it. Everybody's squirrel hunting. Everybody's getting ready to go dove hunting. Have you been out? Have you been out dove hunting yet? Or is it too hot? Seem to be a fair amount of doves out there. I think we're going Monday afternoon. And we'll check out the dove fields on Monday. and see how that goes. I like to use my 20 gauge now. I have a 20 gauge, and I'd like to use a 20 gauge for a while. I've got two different 20 gauges. I have an old Savage that was my dad's with fixed chokes. It's got a modified and an improved cylinder barrel. And I like using that double gun. And then I have a Franke 20-gauge semi-automatic, and I'll probably pass that on to somebody else and, you know, to use if we all go on Monday. And I might even use a 12-gauge. I don't know. I've got my 1187s. I've got the Benelli Montefeltro that I won, so I might use that. That's a beautiful gun and a fun gun to shoot. So let's talk to John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. What's going on?
Well, you got my curiosity up. You forgot half the story about sighting in.
What?
And specifically about your grandson. What calibers does he use?
Kathy's gun was a 270. Okay. And we use hand loads in that. We use 140 grain. I think they're Sierra boat tails with the ballistic tip, and hand loads. They're not real hot. They're right there at the edge, but it's a very good cartridge.
Well, yeah, it's got great ballistic coefficient.
The 140 grain does better than 130s and 150s that you buy from the factory. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's for the common factory caliber. It's one of the best cartridges for deer, I think.
Exactly. Exactly right. And I've used it for a long time. Taken a number of deer with that firearm. And then I will be using my 300 Win Mag.
That's a monster.
It is a monster, but if I have to kill a big boar bear, you know, a 400-pound boar at 200 yards, I want that 180 grain ball going out there as fast as it runs. You know, I used it on a sika deer last year, and it was
oh my god,
shall we say devastating.
A buddy of mine used to hunt with a 300 Win Mag, and fortunately he stopped. He went to a 270.
Yeah, sure.
I couldn't stand the noise.
Now they're loud. There's no question. Yeah.
I've got bad tinnitus, and it's gotten to a point now. I wear earplugs when I hunt.
Oh, you have to, yeah, when you have tinnitus or tinnitus.
Yeah, I've lost so much hearing that I can't hear the deer on leaves anyway, so
right.
I'm not missing that.
Right, and we might
keep.
Yep.
Pardon?
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I just want to keep what little is left.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I think I might put Jacob on a gun that he won a few years ago, and I put a nice Leopold on it. Took it for antelope in Wyoming in 2011, and that's a 257 Weatherby Magnum.
Yeah,
and that's perfect. You know, perfect for deer size game, antelope, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So it shoots very well. It's very fast, but it's a very accurate firearm as well. So. But
yeah, that ballistic's equivalent to the 270.
Very much so.
It's a real flat shooter.
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. So those guns are already basically sighted in. I mean, I like that. I like the 270 an inch and a quarter high at 100 yards. I like the 300 about the same because that puts me on at out to 230, 240, something like that. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with that sight picture. 257. Weatherby, probably about the same, an inch to an inch and a quarter, inch and a half high at 100 yards, and you're gonna smoke everything out to 250 yards without
oh, yeah.
any holdovers or anything like that. So
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I shot the antelope at 240, both of them. I shot the buck at 240, and I shot the trophy doe at 190 with that gun, and it performed admirably. But it's a little smaller caliber, a little smaller grain bullet. I think it's 117, 115, 120, somewhere in there. But
yeah, it's a little bigger than a 243.
Exactly.
Bullet.
Yep, exactly. So we're not going to be shooting any shotguns or muzzleloaders today, and I might even take them to the bow range before it's all over. So get him, see how his bow's shooting, see how his skills are, see if his draw length's where it needs to be. He's grown so much, you know, he might have had a little increase in his draw length, and so we could crank the bow up poundage-wise and see what he needs, you know, if he's got, if his arrows are spined high enough or whatever. So we'll get him shooting. We'll get him there. He's been practicing, but I want to make sure he's tuned in and where he's supposed to be. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah, buddy. Sounds like
All
a good,
right.
good day with the grandson today. That's what I'm looking
yeah.
for. All right, man.
Have a nice one.
All right. Thanks, John. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Tim in Ocean City. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Very good. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Are you fishing today?
Hopefully later today. I'm driving to the beach to maybe do some flounder fishing. But I actually call, and I want your opinion on what you think the fisheries are in our reservoirs around the Baltimore area, particularly Lock Brave. And what's your opinion of them as a bass fishery or fishery as in general?
I think it's a smallmouth haven. I love fishing for smallmouth there. As far as the largemouth are concerned, I think it could use some work. There's a gazillion white perch in that reservoir. And not much else. I mean, there's bluegills and sunfish and white perch and smallmouth bass, and there's a few largemouth. But I think now you said Loch Raven. I'm sorry. You were thinking, I think there's some northern pike in there. There's a gazillion crappies. I'm thinking that the reservoirs could be given a little closer look as far as bass fishing is concerned. There's not many smallmouth in Loch Raven, a few, but it's more of a largemouth fishery. It used to be far better than it is now.
Agreed. And that's why I asked, Alan. I fished for a long time, and my brother and myself went out and went to Loch Raven, and we caught one pickerel and a turtle. So,
wow!
It was a bad day, and you know every fisherman has those kind of days.
Right?
We were disappointed. We didn't see a whole lot of like that. This was much earlier in the year.
Right?
I've been meaning to call you about it, but just thought I'd ask. I appreciate that, Alan.
No, the Baltimore reservoirs definitely need some work. Now I did get a picture last week. I didn't share with the listeners, but it was a 36-pound striped bass that was 46 and a half inches long. And I will tell you, it was a tremendous fish. Guy sent me the picture of it, and we're going to publish it in the spring issue. But I was pretty impressed with that fish, for sure.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yep. So we're looking at all that. And, since the city controls that, it's going to be the fishermen that are going to have to petition Fishery Service to do some work on that, you know.
Right.
And I know the organized fishing group there on the reservoirs has been talking to the department about potential for increasing the largemouth population and stocking that, but now with the change in administration and they're gonna have to start talking to different folks now. So
right.
The way it is. That's so.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Hey, listen, if you see a guy way down the beach who's got some big surf rods out, that could be my buddy Michael. He's doing some shark capturing and tagging for NOAA. And he's got one tag left. He invited me to go with him tomorrow. I can't go, but I'd love to. I got a picture of him with an 8-foot sand tiger right off the beach in Ocean City. Probably a 240, 250-pound fish pulling it in, so it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, they're there. So enjoy your trip to Ocean City.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alan. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a little break. I'll tell you about the Merrick Backcountry. Feed your dogs or your dog what dogs used to feed themselves. It's called Merrick, M-E-R-R-I-C-K, Backcountry. The ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble and chunks of real, freeze-dried, raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, don't forget, bow season begins September 11th. That's this coming Friday, that's for sure. And Clyde Sport Shop has everything you need for the bow season. Arrows and broadheads and all the accessories. They'll tune your bow. They'll set it up for you. They've got the Quest G5, fully assembled, ready to hunt from Diamond. They've got the Parker compound bows and the Parker crossbows, even the Challenger for youth and ladies, that's for sure. Kodabow Crossbows Day, Demo Day, is coming up soon. That's Saturday, September 19th. You can meet the factory representatives and see the new Kodabow crossbows right there in the parking lot at Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, for you dove hunters, they've got the dove loads, the decoys, and everything you need for dove season. They even have shot to reload, 7.5, 8, and number 9. For those of you who like to reload your own shotgun shells for shotgun shooting sports, that's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit number 9. Why not give them a call today at 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. The website, ClydeSports.com. And don't forget, you can get your license. You can get any type of firearm. They have gunsmithing and scope mounting services, too. Clyde Sports Shop. Now, it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Coming up here this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Monday. The last 3 days of the Fishing Challenge is the Labor Day weekend holiday, and then the 2016 Fishing Challenge starts on Tuesday. But if you'd like to qualify for some great prizes and even cash for the 2015 season, you better get out there and catch your fish this weekend. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to the mountain streams and Deep Creek Lake, including more than 67 species in 5 categories. That's freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale next Sunday, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible Under Armour heat gear, T-shirts, and even your share of $25,000 that will all be given away. Fish are biting right now all across the state. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Check out the official rules online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times.
Ah, little Ray Price. Gotta love that voice. You just gotta love that voice. Man, I'll tell you what. That's not necessarily my style of music, but you know what? I'd love to hear that guy sing, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, if that didn't put you back to sleep. Time to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors for another 30 minutes here. We're on the air, and we can talk to you, too. So we talked about this fox that they found over in Lutherville that was tested positive for rabies. I want to give you a few important phone numbers here. If you have to touch a dead animal, protect your hands with plastic gloves or a trash bag. Stay away from all wild animals and unknown dogs and cats. If you go to the liquor store and on your way back you get bitten by a cat, you better get to your local hospital or your doctor's office immediately. Avoid wild animals even if they appear friendly. Never try to coax a wild animal to eat from your hand. That's a bad idea. Raccoons are not generally seen during daylight hours. Healthy bats rarely lie on the ground or other horizontal surfaces. Children should know this is unusual and report it immediately to an adult. Children should be taught to immediately report any bite, scratch, or contact with a strange or wild animal. I talked to one trapping friend of mine from Southern Maryland. When I called him, he was doing a bat job in an attic. He took 51 bats out of that person's attic. Yeah, that's what they'll do. They'll colonize in your attic if they can find a little spot to get into, so don't let that happen. Children should be taught to immediately report any bite, scratch, or contact with a strange or wild animal. Do not try to decide on your own whether an animal is rabid or whether a bite could be dangerous. Call the police, call the Department of Health, and call your doctor. Here's some important phone numbers. You can write this down if you like. Report animal bites to Baltimore County Police Department, 410-887. This is for Baltimore County residents now, 887-2222. You can report sick, injured, or dead animals to the Baltimore County Animal Services. That phone number, 410-887-PAWS, PAWS, 7297. That's 887-7297. And if you have questions about rabies, you can go to the Communicable Disease Division. That phone number, 410-887-6011, Monday to Friday, 8 to 4:30. 887-6011. Important numbers to know, important information to know about rabies, that's for sure. All right, let's talk about something else. Come on, folks, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. We want to hear about your latest fishing adventure. We want to know that you're going hunting. We want to hear about where you're headed for the upcoming deer season. We want to know what you've seen on your trail cameras. We want to know, oh, I'll tell you what, on the lease, we saw a beautiful buck with at least a 22-inch spread. I mean, this thing was way out past his ears. Looks like he's going to be a 10-point, and we also saw a batch of bachelor bucks. There were six bucks there in one bunch. All just young guys, you know, 2.5 years old. Probably not anything that any of us are going to take, but certainly potential for the future. And then we saw one nasty-looking deer and had its head down out of the flash of the camera. And when I say nasty-looking, it was horribly covered with fibroma. Fibroma are those nasty black wart-looking things that you'll see on a deer, and just about all your deer have them. If you look carefully, maybe in the corner of the eye or something like that, or around the corner of the mouth, you'll see those on most deer, little tiny wart-looking things. But this thing was massive. That was covered with these fibroma. And so I talked to George Timko at the show last weekend down at Southern Maryland and showed him the picture, and he said, you know, it's interesting. He said people would, you know, they're disgusted by the looks of these things. I said, yeah, true. He said, but they're a viral infection, and some animals get them worse than others. They come from the bite of a midge, just like epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, which is mostly fatal disease. But unlike that, the fibromas are pretty much benign and harmless. The fibromas cannot be passed from animal to animal. They're not contagious. You can't catch them by touching a carcass that has them on. The fibromas could possibly heal and be unseen by the end of the season, or maybe by the time the deer firearm season rolls around. They are not harmful to the meat. If you actually want to skin one of those animals and eat that meat, no thank you. But that's me, and that's just because of a personal personal opinion of that. But he said you're certainly able to harvest that deer and take the meat if you want to. And, you know, unfortunately, they only become dangerous to the deer when they start to, you know, form around its face and its eyes, and the deer can't see or can't eat because of those fibromas. But he said we've had people watch them, and the same animal will have those big fibromas disappear in a season. So this was about the third or fourth picture I've seen of an animal like that. I've only actually seen one back in Pennsylvania that was just, yeah, really nasty looking. So anyway, I just thought that I'd share that in case you're seeing pictures of odd-looking deer on your trail cameras or something like that, and you had a question about what those nasty-looking warts were on the side of a deer. It's called a fibroma. It's a viral infection. It's not contagious from deer to deer, and it's caused by the bite of a little biting midge. So there you go. Let's talk to Morgan. Morgan, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Hey, do you dip your traps in diesel fuel?
No, I do not.
And why wouldn't you?
Because it would give them an odor.
And so why did the guys in Alaska do that?
I have not a clue.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it is actually diesel fuel or if it's some kind of other mix. You know, walnut hulls have always been the traditional trap treatment.
Not hardly.
No?
No.
What do you use?
I buy logwood dye.
Logwood dye. What is that made from?
In a one-pound bag.
What is it made from?
It's made from tan bark.
Okay, got it. All right. So tell me about foxes and rabies. What would you like to say?
Well, in addition to all those numbers you rattled through, DNR also maintains a list of wildlife control professionals.
That's true. Yep.
And I'm actually working foxes this morning.
Are you really? Now,
yes.
How many have you seen rabid foxes this season at all that you know of?
I have no clue.
Okay.
You can't tell a rabid fox from a fox that's not rabid unless it's in the end stage.
Exactly. That's the point I was trying to make.
That's so therefore, you assume they're all rabid.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Well, I was talking to Dr. Fur Finder the other day, and he was doing a bat job, and I know you do a lot of bat jobs, and I know you keep in touch with the different counties where you work as far as their health departments, and every county has a health department, and for those of you who, you know, live in the outdoors, live, you know, on farms or in the suburbs, you ought to have those numbers close to your phone and be familiar with your local health department, because they all have rabies hotlines, don't they?
Yes, they all have a rabies. Every health department has a rabies coordinator, and they have somebody on call 24/7. They use an emergency number.
Right.
And they answer that phone 24/7.
Right. Exactly. Exactly right.
And they have the correct information. A lot of times you call different agencies. Emergency responders have bad info or incorrect info. The health department always has the good information, and they err on the side of caution.
Right. So the guy whose girlfriend came back from the liquor store and got bit by the red cat on the legs and on the fingers should probably be treated for rabies.
It would be a good idea.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep.
Feral cat colonies are noted to be rabies hotspots.
Feral cat colonies are noted to be rabies hotspots. So the do-gooders that want to capture and neuter these feral cat colonies are probably doing more harm to the environment than they think.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean it's a horrendous problem for wildlife. It's a horrendous problem potential for rabies. And just because you neuter a cat doesn't mean it's going to be rabies free. And if you have a colony, If you have a colony of 10, 15, 20, or 50 like they have up in Havre de Grace, you are asking for potential problems.
Yeah, hopefully when they spay, neuter, and release those cats, they're inoculating against rabies.
Exactly.
Annapolis has been a rabies hotspot for the last 3 years, 2 or 3 years. They're actually distributing a rabies vaccine in a bait form now to try to inoculate raccoons.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Well, I know Montgomery County seems to be the spot for rabies in Maryland. That's most, I believe that Montgomery County continues to be the most, have the most, the highest number of cases of rabies. Is that what you understand?
If you see the stats, yeah.
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 For some reason, Montgomery County. What people don't understand is rabies is endemic in the population. I mean, I made a note there that even young skunks and foxes and raccoons and things like that, even babies have the potential to spread rabies.
Kittens.
Exactly. Good point.
And if you look up and your dog is at a fight with a fox or a raccoon in your backyard, and you've never seen the animal before, and you go out and touch your dog, you've been exposed to rabies.
That's correct. Yep. A friend who listens to this show sent me pictures the other day of a guy who let his dog out with a fox in the field, and the dog went after the fox. And the fox, you know, I don't know whether it thought it was playing or not. It didn't seem like it was too alarmed. But in my opinion, that guy's asking for trouble. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Morgan, appreciate the call, buddy.
All right, man.
Got to go.
You're good.
Thanks. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, Ross in Pasadena, hang on there, buddy. We got to do a little commercial break here, and we'll be right back to you. I need to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. It's Cotebow Demo Day. That's right. Cotebow Crossbows will have their representative on hand on September 19th. That's Saturday at Clyde Sports Shop. You can shoot the new Cotebow Crossbows and talk to the factory representatives and learn all about the great Cotebow Crossbow. It's a wonderful bow. No kidding. Now, Clyde's also carries Parker crossbows. They even have one called the Challenger for youth and ladies. They have the Gale Force, the Thunderhawk, the Tornado F4, and all the Parker compound bows as well. The Quest G5 from Diamond is a fully assembled bow ready to hunt. Thompson Center muzzle loaders, dove loads, and decoys. Everything you need for the upcoming hunting season. They got deer rifles and waterfowl shotguns. They specialize in Browning firearms, so if you need a new A5 or BPS pump or something like that, you can certainly check it out. Even an X-Bolt deer rifle, you can check it out from Clyde Sports Shop. And they have a full-service gunsmithing and scope mounting service, firearms, licenses, anything you need. Clyde Sports Shop is your hunting headquarters, 410-242-6108. And Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Clyde Sports is a website, 410-242-6108. Hey, Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do.
Some early clouds will give way to some afternoon sun on this Saturday. We'll reach a high right of 83 degrees, then a clear sky tonight with a low of 62. A little bit warmer on Sunday tomorrow. Under a sunny sky, the high should climb up to 84, and mostly sunny into Labor Day with a high of Monday reaching 87 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, you know what? We have 61 fish in the Atlantic Division, 127 in freshwater, 26 invasive species, 160 catch and release fish, and 610 fish from the Chesapeake in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. I didn't add all those up, but it's somewhere around 900 fish this year, and hopefully everybody will show up next Saturday, or next Sunday, excuse me, at the at Sandy Point State Park, where I'll be able to hand out a bunch of great prizes. That'll be Candy Thompson and Matt Sell, and I will be handing out the prizes and the cash for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's all over on Monday. The 2015 Challenge is all over. And you could win great prizes like a boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shop, and Costa Gear, and Tackle from Bass Pro, and Bill's Outdoor Center. And you can get a T-shirt from Under Armour if you want. And you can win up to you can win your share of $25,000 in cash just by showing up and just by going fishing. So go fishing this weekend. Catch yourself a notable fish. Get your angler award. Get your name in there and get to the grand finale next week. And by the way, it all starts all over again for the 2016 Fishing Challenge on Tuesday. Rules are at www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. And we want to thank the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for using the Outdoors and Radio Show to promote the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge. This is the last commercial for the 2015 Challenge. And guess what? Next week, we'll start talking about the 2016 Challenge. So get out there and go fish.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much.
This goes out to Morgan and Dan and all my trapping buddies. Caught in a trap.
Why can't you see?
Here for you.
What you doing to me?
Could have played Muskrat Love.
When you don't believe a word I
felt like
say.
Hearing Elvis this morning.
We can't go on together with suspicious
There goes Elvis. Goodbye, Elvis. Let's talk to Ross in Pasadena for the Crab Report from Gray's Creek. What's going on there, Ross?
Pretty good. I went down to Fishbones on Thursday, and I bought six alawis from Bud, very nice guy in a very nice little fishing shop.
Oh, yeah. Bud's a great guy. I was in there the other day, Tuesday. Yep.
Yep. And I bought six alawis for $12. I came back to return to my home. We live on the water, and I have two crab pots, and I put one alawi in each pot, dropped it off, and that was on Thursday afternoon. On Friday, I had a good dozen and a half of keepers, and the kicker to it all is they all had the rust on their belly. So
Yeah,
they're all heavy. They're full. I checked them last night. I probably have over two dozen right now, and I haven't checked them this morning. So that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I guess it is.
On two fish, we were paying. I haven't put my pots over for 2 years, and we were paying up to $65 for some jumbos.
Yeah, just for a dozen of them. So. Yeah, exactly. And, well, and more than that.
About the prices on this holiday week.
Yeah, the market will fall dramatically after this weekend, that's right. For sure, because the crabs are abundant, the sizes are good, and the fall's the best time to buy crabs because that's when they're the cheapest, and that's when the holiday season is over, and that's when the crabs are the biggest that you're going to get in the bay. So we're blessed. If you like crabs and you can wait till fall, there you go. You got it.
My wife and I feel blessed that we live so close to Fishbones because he's got a great little shop up there, and he's just a wonderful guy.
Good guy. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
All right, Ross, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
See you, buddy. Thanks for holding. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Peter in Preston. Good morning, Mr. Peter in Preston. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I know who this is.
Oh yeah.
This is the winner of the Talbot County Crossbow First Place Award for the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest.
Caroline
County. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, you live in Talbot, right?
I live in Caroline, but my
your business is in Talbot. I know there's Talbot County's in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Across the job bank, really.
Exactly. Yes, sir. How you doing, Pete?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Good seeing you.
Yeah, it was good seeing you. And I had a real good time last weekend at the Country Life Festival. And,
yes.
I went down there for 3 days and just enjoyed the area. Did a little fishing at Solomon's and Island at Point Lookout and did the Calvert Cliffs Trail.
Yeah,
I had a real good time.
That's good. Southern Maryland's a great place. If people that don't live there don't know because they don't even go there. But I'll tell you what, I love the folks in Southern Maryland are so nice. Most of them, I mean, they're good.
Everybody I met was super nice.
Very, very nice people down there in Southern Maryland. I enjoy my time down there. A lot of good crabs and a lot of good shops down there and some great people. So yep.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted to give you, I heard you talking about, you wanted to hear about deer report.
Well, yeah.
I got three bucks hanging in the field where I hunt.
Okay.
And all three, you could tell brothers, and all three are at least eight or bigger.
Okay.
And they look almost exactly like the deer I got up on the wall.
Oh, man. That deer was what, 178, 173? What was that deer, 178 and something?
It netted 173.
173? Yep. That was a beautiful deer, man. Beautiful deer.
Oh, so. You know, all them deer there were incredible.
Yep.
You know, get to see the second place, that record holder, the third place record holder for the whole state, you know, and the pictures of the first place record holder. And,
yeah.
That's an incredible deer.
It is. It is indeed. So, well, cool, man. I'll tell you what. You extended an invitation, and I fully intend to take you up on that one of these days.
Well, I hope you do. You're welcome anytime, sir.
All right, buddy. Pete, listen, I appreciate the call. It was great seeing you and your lady friend. And she found a shark's tooth, the first crack out of the box right down there at Calvert Cliffs. And
yeah, we're first minute. She was sitting on a log because after that two-mile hike.
Yeah.
And she looked down, and one was right beside the log.
Amazing. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it, and I'll be talking to you, Pete.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Jim in Glendon. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I actually caught a really nice yellow perch last year, 15.5 inches, and I let it go. So I got it registered, and I got a ticket to go to the fishing challenge. It's next Sunday.
You're going
to
be there, huh?
Before.
Yeah,
and
good.
I was hoping you could give me a little more information, like, to show up, is it like a festival? Or?
It's the Maryland Seafood Festival. You come in and you'll have a parking pass. You just park where they ask you to park. And then you wander through the festival till it's time to start the challenge. I'm going to start talking about 9:45 or so. And it'll go till noon and we're handing out all the prizes right there on the stage. We'll be bringing in some folks from the fishing organization and some kids. We'll be handing out a lot of prizes and awards and cash. And, you know, it'll be Candy Thompson, myself, and Matt Sell with the different parts of the fishing challenge. And you'll be meeting some great people. You'll be sitting there outside on chairs,
right.
And listen. And we'll be on stage and kind of keeping things rolling right along.
Now, I heard you throw out the numbers of citations that were issued.
Yep.
Do you think the chances of winning are pretty good? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, listen, man. There's a lot of prizes and there's a lot of cash, so you got to show up. You can't win it unless you're in it, you know.
And can you bring somebody with you? I get free admission. Can I bring people with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know what time it starts on Sunday?
We're going to start the program at 9:45, so I'd try to show up pretty early. You know, I think you can get in starting around 8 o'clock, if I remember right.
I got one last question.
Go ahead.
Can I bring my boat on a trailer and go to the festival and then launch my boat and go fishing?
I wouldn't know why not.
Well, that would be a good day, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah, especially if you win, you know, some cash or a new boat or something like that. You know, you never know. So you might want to leave your boat home because you might be towing one back with you. No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be a good problem to have.
Yeah, it'd be a tough problem, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So. All right, well, have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the questions. I really appreciate that. And make sure you stop by and introduce yourself. I'll be, well, you'll recognize me. I'll be the guy on one of the guys on stage.
Well, if you hand me some cash, I'll really remember who you are.
Yeah, well, I got to be there. You got to be in it to win it. What can I say?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Jim. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, Merrick Backcountry, for dogs whose taste buds are still wild, we add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free, high-protein kibble. It's made in the USA with no ingredients from China. That's Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, we're back. All right. Well, I just want to tell you this, that the Maryland Hunting Coalition is working on an initiative that is going to be, well, in my opinion, it's going to be very cool. And I can't tell you what it is right now because we're not sure if we're going to get to the legislation part, but I think we are. And when we do, when we get that finalized, I'll tell you all about it. We've got a couple other things that are going on. But keep in mind that the Maryland Hunting Coalition is out there and speaks for hunters in Annapolis. We are working with the folks in the General Assembly year-round. And we're supporting the folks that support us as well. So we need your help. We need to make some political contributions to the lawmakers that that help the hunters. And you can help us by doing that by making a contribution to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's MD Hunting Coalition, COALITION.org. MDHuntingCoalition.org. You can read all about the coalition and our work, our successes, and what we've accomplished. We've got our first anniversary coming up on the 27th of September. We've called a hunting summit among all the organizations out there, and we're getting some good participation in that. We'll be talking to all the groups in Annapolis on the 27th. National Hunting and Fishing Day is the 26th. You'll be able to see the Maryland Hunting Coalition booth at Associated Gun Clubs. We'll be there. There's a raffle that we haven't put online yet, but you'll be able to win a 25-06 Marlin deer gun, a Savage 220 20-gauge slug gun, or a great Martin Krypton bow, which is great for ladies and kids and anybody, actually, with an adjustable draw length and draw and poundage. So keep your eye on the website, and we're going to get jumping back into social media here shortly. But the Maryland Hunting Coalition